Okay, so you're here with us because you've got this like itch, this idea of starting a business. It's kind of like calling to you. But maybe you're also thinking like, I don't exactly have a pile of cash sitting around to like throw at this right away. Today we're diving deep into drop shipping. And more specifically, can you actually launch a drop shipping business, from scratch without spending any of your own money up front?
It's a question we get a lot.
Yeah, and for good reason, right? Drop shipping kind of turns the traditional business model on its head.
Yeah, it really does. With dropshipping, you don't have to worry about stocking a warehouse full of products before you even make a single sale.
Right. So for you at home, just starting to think about this, imagine no upfront inventory costs.
Exactly. You partner with a supplier, they handle all the storage, the shipping, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so you mean I don't have to like pack boxes myself and figure out all the postage and stuff?
Nope, not at all. You basically act as the middleman. You run your online store, you market your products.
Yeah, I get it. So someone orders something from my store, and then what?
Then you pass that order along to your supplier. They ship it directly to the customer.
And I only pay the supplier after I've been paid by the customer.
That's the beauty of it. It eliminates so much of the initial financial risk.
Okay, that sounds pretty appealing.
It is. It's inherently a lower cost way to get started.
So no manufacturing costs, no warehousing fees, no packing and shipping headaches.
Precisely.
It all sounds almost too good to be true, though.
Well, it's not a magic bullet. It does take
I
work.
can imagine. But the fact that it's even possible to start with literally $0, that's pretty remarkable, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you've got to be smart about it. It requires a lot of creativity, some strategic planning.
Okay, so not a get-rich-quick scheme.
No, not at all. But a path with real potential if you're willing to put in the effort.
All right, well, that's exactly what we're here to unpack today.
That's right. We're going to break down how to navigate the drop shipping world, even when you're starting with a zero budget.
Okay, so first things first, you've got this idea for a business, you're pumped, but now you need an actual place to sell your stuff online, right?
Right.
So for someone watching at home thinking, okay, I don't even have $5 to spare, are there free platforms out there that are actually decent for setting up an e-commerce store?
Definitely. Where you choose to host your online store, that's a big decision,
Makes sense.
especially when you're working with no upfront capital.
Right.
Thankfully, there are some really strong contenders that offer free plans.
Okay, let's hear it.
First off, you've got WooCommerce. Now think of WooCommerce as like a free Lego set for your store.
Okay, a Lego set.
It might look a little basic right out of the box.
I see.
But here's the thing, it's a free plugin for WordPress, which is also free, by the way. And the community around WordPress, they've created tons of free add-ons.
So you can kind of build whatever you want.
Pretty much. You can add email marketing tools, advanced SEO features, all kinds of stuff without spending a dime.
Oh, wow. So full customization without the cost.
Exactly. Especially if you're a little tech savvy, you're willing to get your hands dirty with some setup. It's a really powerful option.
Okay, that sounds promising. What else is out there in the land of free storefronts?
All right, so then you've got Big Cartel. Their free plan lets you list up to five products,
Five products.
which is perfect for artists, smaller sellers. Dip your toes in the water,
Test the waters. Yeah.
see if there's demand for what you're offering without any financial risk.
Makes sense. What about Square Online? I've heard of that one.
Yep, Square Online, another good option. They have a free plan too. Now they do charge transaction fees, so that's something to keep in mind.
So you're paying a little bit each time you make a sale.
Exactly. But it's super user friendly,
Okay.
especially if
Yeah.
you're already using Square for payment processing.
Right, makes sense.
Okay, what else?
And then there's Ecwid. They also have a free plan. Five products?
Five products seems to be the magic number.
It is for these free plans. But what's cool about Ecwid is that they're really strong with multi-channel selling.
What does that mean?
So you can easily embed your store on an existing website or sell directly through social media.
Oh, wow. So it kind of gives you more flexibility.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm seeing a theme here. A lot of these free platforms seem to be geared towards smaller sellers, people just starting out.
That's right. They're all about giving you a low-risk way to test your ideas and see if there's a market for your products before you invest any serious money.
Now, I know some of you might be wondering about Shopify, which we saw mentioned in our research, but it's not exactly a free option, right?
Right. Shopify does have a 3-day free trial, and then they have a really low introductory price. It's just $1 a month for the first 3 months.
That is pretty cheap.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's not technically free from day one.
Right. So it doesn't quite fit our no money down challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth considering down the line. if you try the free options and decide you want more features.
Makes sense. So, okay, you've picked your platform, you're feeling good, you've got your online store set up.
All right, next step.
What about products? I mean, that's kind of the whole point, right?
It is.
But the whole idea here is to start a business without spending any money. So how do you actually get products to sell without, you know, buying a warehouse full of inventory?
Yeah, you need suppliers who aren't going to charge you an arm and a leg just to browse their catalog.
Right, exactly. So who are these magical suppliers?
Well, there are several platforms that connect you with dropshipping suppliers, and a lot of them don't have monthly subscription fees.
Oh, really?
Yep. One of the best ones is DSers. They work seamlessly with AliExpress.
AliExpress, yeah, I've heard of that.
So their free plan lets you manage up to 3,000 products.
3,000 products? That's a lot to work with.
It is. It gives you a ton of room to experiment.
Okay, I'm liking this. Who else offers this kind of no subscription access to products?
Another good one is CJ Dropshipping. They don't have any subscription fees at all.
At all?
Nope. You simply pay for the product and the shipping when a customer places an order.
So no monthly fee, just pay as you go.
Exactly.
Now, what about Spocket? I think we saw that one mentioned too.
Yeah, Spocket's good. They do offer it a free trial.
Okay, so you can at least take a look around.
Exactly. See what kind of products they have. But their paid plans do have fees.
So it's more of a temporary solution?
Yeah, but the trial can be helpful just to kind of get a feel for their platform.
Okay. And then last but not least, there's Zendrop, right?
Yep. Zendrop also has a free plan with some basic features.
Okay. So you can start connecting with suppliers without having to pay a subscription.
That's right.
All right. So we've got the platform for our store. We've found suppliers who aren't going to charge us just to browse. But now here's the $1 million question. How do you actually figure out what products are going to sell? I mean, you don't exactly have the budget for fancy market research software, right?
Right. But you don't need expensive software to find winning products.
Really? So how do you do it?
There are some really effective free ways to identify products with potential.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Believe it or not, AliExpress itself actually offers free analytics on trending products.
Oh, wow. So AliExpress isn't just a place to find products. It actually has built-in market research.
Exactly. And it even gives you insights into how reliable different suppliers are.
So you can see if they have a history of shipping on time and things like that.
Exactly. Super valuable information, especially when you're starting out.
Okay, that's a huge tip for you listening at home. What other free resources can you use to kind of uncover those hidden gem products?
Google Trends is your best friend here.
Google Trends? Yeah, I've heard of that. But how can you use it to find products to sell?
It shows you how search interest for specific terms changes over time.
Okay.
So let's say you're interested in selling handmade jewelry.
Okay.
You can type in something like handmade jewelry into Google Trends, and it'll show you how many people are searching for that term and how that's changed over time.
So if I see that searches for handmade jewelry made from recycled materials are suddenly spiking, that could be a good sign.
Exactly. It could mean that there's a growing demand for that specific type of jewelry.
Interesting.
Okay, what else?
Another tool you can use is Ecom Hunt. They do have a limited free version.
It can give you some basic data on trending dropshipping products.
So you can see what other people are successfully selling.
Right. And then don't forget about the Facebook and TikTok ad libraries.
What are those?
Basically, you can see the ads that your potential competitors are running.
Oh, so you can see what products they're promoting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It can give you some clues about what's working in the market right now.
I like it. It's like being a detective.
It is. You're looking for clues in the data.
I'm already feeling like Sherlock Holmes here.
That's the spirit.
Okay, so let's say you're using these free tools and you're digging through the data. What are some specific strategies you can use to actually pinpoint those products that have the potential to be profitable?
All right, so the golden rule of product selection, especially with dropshipping, is finding that sweet spot.
Sweet spot.
High demand from buyers, but not a ton of other sellers offering the exact same thing.
Right, so not too much competition.
Exactly. You want to stand out.
Makes sense. Huh? So how do you figure that out?
Google Trends can help you estimate buyer interest by looking at search volume.
Okay.
Then you can head over to AliExpress or other supplier platforms and see how many suppliers are offering similar items.
So if I see that searches for handmade cat beds shaped like avocados are through the roof, but there's only like two suppliers on AliExpress selling them, that could be a good sign.
It could be. It means there's high demand, but relatively low competition.
Got it.
Okay.
What else?
Another tip, focus on evergreen niches.
Evergreen niches? What are those?
So these are product categories that are always in demand.
Oh, okay. like things people always need.
Exactly. Things like pet supplies, baby products, kitchen gadgets, stuff like that.
So instead of trying to chase the latest fad or trend, I should focus on products that people are always going to be buying.
Exactly. Those fleeting trends, they can be tempting.
Oh, yeah.
But they're risky. You know, you might make a quick buck, but then the trend dies down and you're left with a bunch of inventory you can't sell.
Right. Evergreen niches are more stable.
Much more stable.
All right. What else should we be thinking about when choosing products?
Look for products that offer a lot of value to customers.
So something they'll feel is worth the price.
Exactly. Something that solves a problem or makes their life easier.
Got it.
And always, always check supplier ratings. Aim for suppliers with consistently high ratings, like 4.5 stars or above.
So you're less likely to run into problems with product quality or shipping delays.
Exactly. And then finally, think about price point.
Price point, okay.
A good range to target is somewhere between $15 and $50.
Why that range?
It's kind of that sweet spot for impulse purchases.
Okay.
People are more likely to buy something in that price range without overthinking it.
And it also allows for decent profit margins.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Mm. So high demand, manageable competition, good perceived value, reliable suppliers, and a price point that makes people feel good about clicking that buy button.
You got it.
Okay, now let's say you've done your product research. You found some winners. You're feeling excited. You're ready to build your online store. But remember, no money for fancy Shopify plans right now. So what are our options?
Right. So we talked about those free platforms earlier.
Right. WooCommerce, Big Cartel, Square Online, Ecwid.
Exactly. So if you want a lot of control over the look and feel of your store and you're comfortable with a little bit of technical setup, WooCommerce with WordPress and a free theme, like Astra is a really solid choice.
So it's like building your own custom website from scratch, but with a lot of free tools to help you along the way.
Exactly.
Okay. What if I'm not that tech savvy?
If you want something super simple and easy to use, Square Online is a great option. Their free store builder is very intuitive.
Okay, and then there's Big Cartel.
Right. Big Cartel's free plan is limited to 5 products. But it's a great way to get a basic storefront up and running quickly.
So there are options for everyone.
Exactly. You just have to choose the platform that best suits your needs and your technical skills.
All right, now what about all the visual stuff? I mean, your store needs to look good, right?
Absolutely.
But do you have to hire a professional designer to create a logo and take product photos?
Not at all.
Yeah.
There's some amazing free tools that can help you create a really professional look for your brand and your products.
Okay. Like what?
Canva is a lifesaver.
Canva, I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's a design platform, and they have a really powerful free plan.
Okay.
You can use it to design your logo, create banners, edit your product photos, make them look really sharp and appealing.
So no need to shell out hundreds of dollars for a logo design.
Nope, not at all.
What about product photos? I mean, professional photography can get expensive.
For sure. But there are websites that offer free, high-quality stock photos.
Really?
Yep, Pexels and Unsplash are two of the best.
Okay, I'll have to check those out.
You should. They have tons of beautiful photos that you can use for your store and for your marketing.
And I don't have to worry about copyright issues.
Nope. These photos are royalty-free.
That's amazing. Okay, so Canva, Pexels, Unsplash, anything else?
Once you've written your product descriptions and all the text for your website, run it through the Hemingway editor.
What's that?
It's a free online tool that helps you make your writing clearer and easier to read.
So it's like a grammar checker, but more focused on making my writing sound good.
Exactly. It'll highlight sentences that are too complex or words that are too jargony.
So it helps me write in a way that's easy for my customers to understand.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've got a nice looking store. I've got great product photos. My writing is clear and concise. But what about my web address? I mean, do I need to buy a domain name right away to look legitimate?
You know, when you're first starting out with a zero budget, you don't necessarily need to invest in a custom domain name immediately.
You don't.
Most of those free platforms we talked about, they'll give you a free subdomain.
A subdomain? What's that?
So, for example, if you choose Big Cartel, your store's address might be something like yourcoolstuff.bigcartel.com.
Okay.
Or if you're using WordPress.com's free plan, it could be yourstore.wordpress.com.
So it's not as sleek as having your own .com, but it gets the job done.
Exactly. It allows you to get started without that upfront cost.
And then down the line, if your business starts to take off, you can always upgrade to a custom domain.
Exactly.
Okay, so now we're getting into the really exciting stuff. You've got your store set up, you've found some killer products, your site looks good, but how do you actually get people to visit your store and buy your stuff, especially when you don't have a dime to spend on advertising?
All right, this is where the real hustle comes in.
Okay, I'm ready.
Without a paid ad budget, you've got to get creative with your marketing.
Okay, lay it on me.
TikTok and Instagram are your best friends here.
Social media makes sense.
They have huge potential for your products to go viral if you create engaging content.
Okay, so what kind of content are we talking about?
Think short, attention-grabbing videos. Product demos, unboxing experiences, behind the scenes, looks at your business. Use trending sounds and relevant hashtags to get your videos in front of a wider audience.
So jump on those trends.
Exactly. Mm. And be consistent. Try to post several times a day.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. But consistency is key on social media.
So the more you post, the more likely people are to see your stuff.
Exactly.
Now, TikTok and Instagram seem like they'd be great for visually appealing products, but what about products that aren't as photogenic or if I want to reach a slightly older audience?
Great question.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace is a fantastic option.
Facebook Marketplace, it's free, right?
Totally free. You can list your products and reach people in your local area.
Okay, I like that. What about Facebook groups? I mean, there are groups for everything these days.
Right. Don't underestimate the power of those niche, specific Facebook groups and communities on platforms like Reddit.
Okay, so find groups where my target customers are already hanging out.
Exactly. Engage authentically in those groups. Answer questions, offer helpful advice.
Don't be spammy though, right?
No. You want to provide genuine value and then subtly mention your products where it makes sense.
So be helpful first and then maybe sprinkle in a little bit of self-promotion.
Exactly.
All right, what about something a little more long-term?
SEO.
SEO, search engine optimization.
Right. Make sure your product descriptions are optimized with keywords that people are actually searching for on Google.
So if I'm selling handmade dog collars, I should make sure my product descriptions include phrases like handmade dog collars, adjustable dog collars, personalized dog collars, things like that.
Exactly. The more relevant keywords you use, the more likely your products are to show up in Google search results.
Makes sense. Anything else I can do to boost my SEO?
If you're selling locally, make sure you set up a Google My Business listing.
Okay, good tip.
And try to build backlinks.
Backlinks. What are those?
Basically, it's when other websites link to your website.
Oh,
it's kind of like a vote of confidence from Google's perspective.
So the more websites that link to my store, the more credible my store seems to Google.
Exactly. And the higher you'll rank in search results.
Got it. So how do I get these backlinks?
You can reach out to bloggers or influencers in your niche and ask if they'd be willing to review your products.
Okay.
You could offer them a free product in exchange for a review.
Makes sense.
You can also write guest posts for other blogs in your industry.
So I could write an article about, you know, the top 10 tips for choosing the perfect dog collar and then include a link back to my store in the article.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. It's all about getting your name and your website out there.
Exactly. The more visibility you can get, the better.
Okay, so we've talked about social media, Facebook Marketplace, SEO backlinks. What about tapping into other people's audiences without having to pay for advertising?
Influencer marketing is a great way to do that.
Okay, but influencer marketing usually costs money, right?
It can, but you can also do influencer barter collaborations.
What's that?
You reach out to influencers who have a smaller following.
So not like the mega famous influencers with millions of followers.
Right. These are called nano influencers.
Yeah.
They usually have between 1,000 and 10,000 followers.
Okay.
And they're often very open to collaborating with small businesses.
So I could offer them a free product in exchange for a post about my store on their Instagram.
Exactly.
And because they have a dedicated following, some of their followers might be interested in my products.
Exactly. It's a great way to reach a new audience without spending any money.
What other ways can I leverage influencers?
You can set up affiliate programs.
Affiliate programs. Okay.
So influencers get a unique link to your store, and then they earn a commission for every sale that comes through their link.
So it's performance-based. They only get paid if they actually drive sales.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. What about giveaways? I've seen a lot of businesses do those on social media.
Giveaways are fantastic.
Do they really work, though?
They can be really effective, especially if you collaborate with other businesses or influencers in your niche.
So we could team up and offer a prize package together.
Exactly. And then to enter the giveaway, people have to follow both of our accounts or tag their friends or something like that.
So it helps us both grow our followers.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
And then there's always the good old-fashioned customer review.
Oh, yeah. Don't underestimate the power of social proof.
Social proof? What's that?
Basically, it's when people see that other people are happy with your products.
Okay.
It makes them more likely to buy from you themselves.
So encourage my happy customers to leave reviews on my website or on social media.
Exactly. Those reviews can be really persuasive.
Okay, now what about Pinterest and blogging? Are those worth my time?
Definitely, Pinterest is all about visuals.
So it's perfect for showcasing products.
Exactly. Create visually appealing pins that link back to your product pages.
Okay. And what about blogging?
Blogging is a great way to drive traffic to your store over time.
So write articles that are related to my products or my niche.
Exactly. Provide valuable information that your target customers would be interested in. And make sure those blog posts are optimized for search engines.
So include keywords in the headlines and in the body of the post.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was a lot of information.
It was.
A lot of really great free marketing strategies.
I hope it was helpful.
It definitely was. Now let's say things are starting to pick up. You're getting orders. But how do you manage everything efficiently without investing in those expensive automation tools?
There are some great free tools that can help you automate certain tasks.
Okay, I'm all about making my life easier.
We talked about DSers earlier for managing your AliExpress orders.
Right.
They have some great free automation features.
Like what?
They can automatically process your orders and update tracking information for you.
So I don't have to manually enter all that information myself.
Nope. DSers will do it for you.
That's awesome. What other free automation tools are out there?
Zapier is a good one.
The Zapier.
They have a limited free plan that lets you connect different apps and automate simple tasks.
Okay, so for example, I could connect my email marketing software to my online store so that every time someone makes a purchase, they're automatically added to my email list.
Exactly.
That's cool. And then there's AutoDS, right?
Yep. AutoDS offers a trial version that can help you manage orders, pricing, inventory levels.
Okay, so it's like an all-in-one management tool.
Exactly.
All right, now what about customer support? I mean, happy customers are repeat customers, right?
Absolutely.
But providing good customer support can be time-consuming.
It can be, but there are free tools that can help.
Okay, tell me more.
Tidio is a great one. They offer a free live chat option for up to 3 customer service agents.
Live chat? That's awesome.
It is. It lets you answer customer questions in real time.
So no more waiting for emails back and forth.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
HubSpot CRM has a free plan that helps you keep track of customer interactions and manage leads.
So I can see who's been visiting my website, who's been adding items to their cart, things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a little CRM system for your business.
Very cool. What about feedback? I mean, I want to know what my customers are thinking, right?
Google Forms is your friend here.
Google Forms, okay.
It's a free tool for creating surveys and forms.
So I could create a customer satisfaction survey or ask for feedback on my products.
Exactly. And it's super easy to use.
And then, of course, there's always good old-fashioned email.
Right. Make sure you're using a professional email address.
Not my personal Gmail account.
No, no, no. You want something that looks professional.
It's like info@mybusiness.com.
Exactly. And then take advantage of the features within Gmail.
Features like what?
Canned responses, for example.
What are those?
Basically, you can save pre-written replies to common customer questions.
So if I get asked about shipping costs a lot, I can just have a pre-written response ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah. It saves you a ton of time.
Okay, so we've talked about how to set up your store, how to find products, how to market your business for free, how to manage your orders and provide excellent customer support. Now, let's say things are going well. You're making sales, but you want to grow your business even more. How do you do that without suddenly needing a huge influx of cash?
Scaling a business when you're bootstrapping, it takes a strategic approach.
Okay, I'm listening.
A good rule of thumb is to reinvest a portion of your profits back into the business.
Okay, so don't go spending all my profits on fancy dinners and vacations.
Not just yet. At least not all of it.
Right. So how much should I be reinvesting?
A good starting point is somewhere between 30 and 40%.
30 to 40%. Okay.
And use that money to test paid advertising.
So I'm basically taking some of the money I've made from free marketing and using it to see if I can amplify my results with paid ads.
Exactly.
Okay. What kind of ads should I be testing?
Retargeting ads are a good place to start.
Retargeting ads? What are those?
Basically, they show your ads to people who've already visited your website.
Okay.
So they're already familiar with your brand and your products.
So they're more likely to buy.
Exactly.
Okay. And I should start with small ad budgets.
Absolutely. Start with like $5 or $10 a day.
Okay.
Test different audiences, different ad creatives, see what works best.
And then gradually increase my ad spend if I'm seeing good results.
Exactly.
All right. So reinvesting profits is one way to scale. What other options are there?
Look into small business grants and free funding opportunities.
Oh, like government grants and things like that.
Exactly. There might be grants specifically for e-commerce businesses.
Okay. I'll have to do some research.
Once you have a consistent sales history, you can also explore options like PayPal business loans.
Okay.
And if you're using Shopify and you start seeing a decent volume of sales, they have a program called Shopify Capital.
Shopify Capital, okay.
It's basically a cash advance that they offer to eligible merchants.
So they give you money up front and then you pay them back over time? Interesting. What about crowdfunding? I've seen a lot of businesses launch on Kickstarter and Indiegogo.
Crowdfunding can be a great option if you have a unique product or you want to expand your product line.
So basically, you're pre-selling your product to raise funds to actually create it.
Exactly.
All right. Now, what about expanding to other online marketplaces? I mean, right now, we've just been talking about selling through our own website.
Right. But there are other platforms where you can list your products.
Like where?
eBay is a good one. They often have very low listing fees or even zero listing fees for new sellers.
Oh, wow. So I could list my products on eBay and reach a whole new audience.
Exactly.
What about Etsy? I love Etsy.
Etsy is great if you're selling handmade or customizable items.
Okay.
And you can definitely drop ship on Etsy.
Really?
Yep. You just need to be transparent with your customers about your shipping times.
Okay, makes sense. What other marketplaces are out there?
Facebook Shops is another one.
Facebook Shops, I've heard of that, but I don't really know what it is.
It's basically a way to sell your products directly through your Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And it's free to set up.
So I could have my own little shop right on my Facebook page.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. And then there's Amazon, of course.
Right. Amazon's the giant in the room.
But selling on Amazon can be really competitive, right?
It can be. But you can explore Amazon's Fulfilled by Merchant program.
FBM.
It's basically a way to drop ship on Amazon.
So I'd still be responsible for shipping the products to customers.
Right. But you'd get access to Amazon's massive customer base.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
I mean, we've gone from picking a free platform to finding products to market to figuring out how to scale our business all without spending any money.
It's all about being resourceful and strategic.
I'm feeling inspired, but I'm also feeling a little overwhelmed. So for those of you listening who are ready to take action, what are the first concrete steps you should take to get this dropshipping ball rolling?
All right, here's your action plan. Step one, choose your platform.
Okay, WooCommerce or Square Online?
Yep. WooCommerce if you want maximum customization, or yep. Square Online if you want something super easy to use.
Got it. Step two?
Find those winning products.
Use those free research tools we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. Google Trends, AliExpress, Dropshipping Center.
Step three?
Create awesome product listings.
Make them clear, concise, visually appealing, and don't forget those keywords.
Exactly.
Okay, step four?
Pick at least two of those free marketing strategies we discussed and start implementing them consistently.
So social media, Facebook Marketplace, SEO, whatever feels right for my business.
Exactly.
Step five?
Provide amazing customer service from day one.
Okay. So respond to emails, promptly be helpful, answer questions, go above and beyond to make my customers happy.
Exactly.
And step six?
Reinvest those early profits strategically.
Okay, so test paid advertising, explore those low-cost scaling options.
Exactly.
All right, so the big takeaway here is that starting a drop shipping business with absolutely no money is totally possible.
It is. It takes work, it takes creativity, but it's definitely achievable.
So don't let a lack of funds hold you back.
If you're willing to put in the effort and be smart about your decisions, you can build a successful drops.